Pinellas County beaches barely get a passing grade in a new report on the quality of America's beaches released today. The Natural Resources Defense Council says that Florida ranks 9th in the nation, but that's not much different than a year ago. Nancy Stoner is the co-director of the NRDC's water program and author of the report called Testing the Waters 2009.
In Florida, 3% of the samples taken at the beaches violated public health standards. And what that means is that there's human or animal waste in the waters that cause high bacteria levels in those samples. That's what they're looking for in those tests. And 3% of the samples taken in the state of Florida as a whole violated those public health standards. The national average is 7%. So Florida did pretty well as compared to the nation as a whole. In Pinellas County, it looks like you have quite a few beaches who did not submit data. So there were quite a few beaches that didn't monitor. I'd say more than half the beaches didn't monitor. It looks like the beach that had the most problems was North Shore Beach, and 13% of the samples there violated those public health standards. It was monitored once a week. And so that's a lot of samples, and that shows that there's quite frequently a problem of contamination with human or animal waste in the water at that beach.
Nancy Stoner, this is the 19th report by the NRDC. Are these beaches getting cleaner or dirtier?
Well, they really stayed the same, pretty much. 7% of the samples exceeded the public health standards. That's been the same for the past 3 years. So that means that we're not making any progress in cleaning up the sources of beach water pollution. The two biggest sources are stormwater and sewage. What happens is often they're connected with rainfall. When it rains, you have stormwater pollution that flows from the cities into the waterways and into the beaches. You also have sewer overflows. You have leaky pipes. Sometimes you have failing septic systems as well. All of those things bring human and animal waste to the beach where it can make people sick.
I understand that you included global warming as a factor in determining how these beaches are or not. Can you talk to us about that?
Absolutely. So there's two things, really. One is that there's more extreme storm events as a result of global warming. So there will be more sewer overflows, there will be more stormwater pollution carrying human and animal waste to the beaches. That's one thing. But then there's also certain types of pathogens that cause disease that you find more often in warmer waters. Vibrio is one, and Naegleria is another, that cause very serious illnesses, and the range of those pathogens may increase as a result of climate change. That would be a very significant concern to people in Florida and inland waterways as well as coastal waters.
Nancy Stoner, you, of course, worked for many years in public policy in the Justice Department and after that at the EPA's Office of Enforcement. Do you see anything coming down from Washington on how to make our beaches safer and cleaner?
Well, there's something coming from the U.S. Congress right now, actually. So there's a beach that is, there's a bill that's being voted on in the House today called the Clean Coastal Environment and Public Health Act. It's expected to pass today, and what that would do is provide more money for beach water monitoring and also for identifying the sources of beach water pollution so that they can be cleaned up. It would also require rapid testing to be used. Currently, the tests used at our beaches take 24 hours or sometimes even longer to produce results, and the new tests would provide results on the same day, usually 4 hours or less.
Nancy Stoner, we know actually, I think one of the beaches that you degrade in your report is the Ben T. Davis Beach, which is actually located in Tampa area, which is known a lot for having problems there. And we get reports all the time that it's unsafe to swim in that particular body of water. Do you know if we get proper notification enough in this community, in this nation, on whether or not it's safe to go into the water?
Well, one of the problems that we found in the Pinellas County beaches is that they don't always promptly issue an advisory after finding an exceedance. And so that is a concern. We think it's really important not just to monitor frequently, but also to let people know anytime there's a problem. And for that reason, Pinellas County beaches did not get more than 3 stars.